Welcome everybody to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts. I'm Jesse Sarowitz.
And I'm Alec Combs.
And I am Jake the Snake Rubin.
Woo! And we're Woo. In person at we're my person. Dinner table.
Nice.
That's why it's called the table movie.
the table movie.
Well, welcome back, screenwriters. We haven't been doing an episode in a hot minute there.
Screenwriters.
That's what they're called. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Called them that a while ago.
I took a branding class and now I know everything.
A branding class.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is Screenplay, the improvised movie where the three of us together chat about a movie, and then using that as a sort of suggestion, we improvise an entire screenplay of a movie. That's right. All the dialogues, all the settings, characters, stage direct. It's not called stage directions, but yeah. All of that stuff right off the top of our heads here.
Nice.
And this week,
whose turn is it?
It's my turn. It's Jesse week.
Hashtag
Jesse week.
Hashtag.
So, Jesse.
Yeah, okay.
What did you watch? What is it?
What did you do?
Tell us. Tell us now.
All right, I'll tell you. So, the movie I saw was a little picture called Dungeons and Dragons, subtitle
that.
Honor Among Thieves.
Yeah.
I saw it with Jake.
Oh, yes,
oh, did you?
Yeah, we saw it together.
Sorry.
Alec was gone. He was busy.
Yeah, Alec was off parading.
Yeah, I was in a parade.
Alec was in the parade. No, so Dungeons and Dragons starring Chris Pine? And Michelle Rodriguez. Michelle Obama.
Michelle Yao.
No, okay. While we're watching, I couldn't think of Michelle Rodriguez's last name the whole movie while we're watching it. I'm like, that is Michelle something.
And then
it's Rodriguez.
Justice Smith.
And Justice Smith is in it.
Bradley Cooper for a
Bradley
second.
Cooper's in it for a second. Yeah, just for a moment. And not Glenn. His name is freaking Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Hugh Grant. So it's the story of basically Dungeons and Dragons,
like a party. A party,
yeah, if you will. Mm-hmm. It opens with Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez there at prison. They've been thrown in prison.
Is it like a record scratch? Yep, that's me in prison. You probably wondered how I got here.
No, well, like the spirit of that is in it.
Oh, okay.
Because so the council is coming and they're going to hear their testimony and whether or no they're going to let them go. What?
They're coming.
I'm cutting that out.
No, keep it. Coward.
Anyway, so they're making their appeal to the council.
And they're telling their story.
They tell the story, and then so they tell the story. Hey, we got caught. We were a band of thieves. We were stealing stuff because I used to be like a spy, basically for this group. And he realized, he wasn't getting a lot of money, and he had a wife and daughter that he had to take care of. So he thinks, we should steal stuff. And he gets together a group of people, and they go around, they steal treasure, and they run cons and all that fun stuff.
They run cons?
They run cons.
Dungeon con?
Saw con?
Saw con what?
Saw con, he's not.
Oh,
okay. they get hired by this wizard, this crazy lady wizard.
Yeah. I thought it was Hugh Grant's character.
No, he's a con man. Hugh Grant's character is a con man. So they have to break into this like the spy organization headquarters, and they want to steal what do they want
to
steal?
He wants to get the tablet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Chris Pine, his wife's dead. Yeah. She was killed by red wizards. They're evil. Because he did something bad to them, so they were like, we're going to get revenge. And he goes and they kill his wife, but not his daughter. She's in the cupboard hiding. So they go they go to break in this place because there's a bunch of treasure. They have like a whole treasure room, and in it is this tablet that you can use to bring someone back from the dead. Chris Pine wants it to bring his wife back.
But
so,
he's tasked to steal it?
Yeah, so the lady wizard is like, I want you guys to help me steal a bunch of this stuff that was in this room.
And but she's like, in it there's also this tablet, and you can have that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
because
like,
I'd be like,
cause he doesn't want to do it originally, because he like likes this organization, the spy organization. Okay. But then he goes, well, I can bring my wife back, so let's do it. Mm-hmm. So that's how he gets convinced to go, and they get in there, and they get caught.
Of course.
In like a time stop spell. Uh-oh. So they're frozen in time. But it's only him and Michelle Rodriguez. Everyone else gets out.
So who? How many people are in this like party that goes?
So in the party is Chris Pine. He's a bard / spy.
Okay.
It's not a real class. And then Michelle Rodriguez. She's some kind of barbarian brawler.
Okay.
Justice Smith is a wizard.
Okay.
Hugh Grant. I keep wanting to say Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie is a doctor who has a limp. No, Hugh Grant is like a con man. Okay. He like, I don't know, probably some kind of rogue. I don't know. You don't really see him fight. And that's it. Like, that's their four people. And then his daughter is like, she also is on the heists usually. That's the original group.
Okay.
So then they're in there. The daughter didn't get to come because she's a child. And the two of them, Michelle Rodriguez, Chris Pine, they get caught in the time stop spell.
Okay.
So they're making this. So that's it. That's like the end of the story to the council. And the council's like, nah, you go back to jail now. But there's this bird man, like literally a bird man on the council. And they like make him get up. And as he's getting up, they grab him and they jump out the window. And then in order to save himself, the bird man flies and he carries them. And then they just run away. So they break out of prison.
Okay, I remember I've heard about this character.
Yeah,
because
his name's Jarnath.
Because it's one of the actual like fucking things that they do.
Yeah,
like things that Dungeons and people playing Dungeons and Dragons are
like would do that.
Yeah, they're
yes.
like and this no name NPC all of a sudden is a main character. What's his name? Jarnathan.
Okay, yeah. So they go to seek out his daughter, you know, because she's been living with Hugh Grant, who got away.
Okay.
Because Hugh Grant was like, as he's running away, he's like, "I'll take care of your daughter," and he runs. And they find out that he is now lord of like a city.
Okay.
That he's basically kind of like conned his way into is like kind of what the impression you get, and he's getting ready to host these like this tournament of games. Basically, so everyone is like in this town and it's full of people, and they go to see Hugh Grant, and he's like, he basically, what does he do? He like double crosses him there, like right then and there. He's like, he finds out he's been lying to Chris Pine's daughter the whole time, like, oh, he abandoned you and he only wants money and stuff. So she's like, screw you, and then they get run out of town because the lady wizard tells the guards, like, oh, you should just kill them. So then there's a big fight, and they run away, and they realize, well, we have to go get the tablet, basically, to prove that I didn't, you know, just run away with it. Because that's what Hugh Grant tells us. He's like, oh, yeah, your dad took the tablet and left. So,
but Hugh Grant still has the tablet.
Hugh Grant still has the tablet. So he's lying to her.
Who's the daughter? Is it the... Is that a spoiler?
I don't...
You guys are looking at him.
I don't know the actress's
know.
Name.
She's just some kid.
She's a
oh,
kid.
She's just a kid.
She's like
yeah.
a kid. Yeah, she's
okay,
like.
So it's not
like she's like 12.
She's
yeah,
not
she's
that,
not like.
She's not that one girl that was in the It movies.
No, but she's
no,
about to come up.
But she's about to come up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So okay, so they decide. Well, we're gonna catch him in the lie. Prove that. Hey, we didn't take the tablet and run. Hugh Grant's been lying to you, and that'll say the whole thing. And blah 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 blah. So they run off. They have to come up with a plan to get into his crazy vault. That Hugh Grant has
vaults,
and that's where the tablet's going to be. But it's a magical vault. So we need to go find the wizard, Justice Smith. His name is Simon, and they find him, and he's running like a con where he's doing like a terrible magic show, and the whole time he's like secretly magically stealing things from the people watching the show, and then he like sees them and he freaks out and he drops all the gold and they get all mad and they try to kill him and he blows himself through the roof of the place he's in. And you learn that he's not a very good wizard. He's a bad wizard. But he agrees to go with them. And he's like, well, we need someone who can get in to like see the vault and see, you know, where it is and all that stuff. And he says, I know someone. So they go out to the forest and they meet this. What do they call them? They're like shapeshifters,
druids.
So they meet this druid, and then she turns into an owl bear.
Kills
all these people. She's running some kind of resistance, like in the woods, and they're trying to stop Hugh Grant because he's being, you know, wealthy and evil and all that stuff. And she says, "Okay, right. He's taking over the land. He's destroying the forest." And she's got these horns. She's got this red hair. She's the girl from It.
Yeah, she is.
During the movie, every time she's like, "I hate humans. Like, there's I hate humans so much." And every time she said something like that, Jake would lean over to me and go, "I can fix her."
It's true.
So they have their group together now. So she goes in, she's like, she's a fly, she turns into a fly, and she learns that, you know, that there's a spell.
When she turns into a fly, does she still have her head?
No, but that would be cute. Hey, you know, no, she doesn't have her head. No, she's like real flies, and she learns that there's this big magical spell that's keeping the door of the vault locked. And they chase her out of the castle because the lady wizard figures it out and whatever. So there's a big chase scene, and then they go, well, the wizard decides, oh, we can't get past the magical lock basically without this helmet that undoes magical enchantments or whatever. So they go to they figure out that Michelle Rodriguez's people, the barbarians or whatever they are, they all died fighting this group to keep this helmet safe. So they have to go figure out what happened to it. So they go and they talk to the dead, and there's it's fun sequence where they wake up the dead. And you can ask them 5 questions, thing.
That's Auntie Donna from that Netflix show. It's those guys.
They're the 3 dead bodies.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I didn't know that.
I love it.
Okay, so yeah, so they do bits. They do fun bits where the guys are dead, all that fun stuff, and they figure out that there's this guy. His name is. Whatever, Zem. It's like Zem something. Mm-hmm. There's this paladin. He had it last, and he was tasked to keep it safe as all the barbarians died. So they have to go out and find him, and he's from the country that the Red Wizards had taken over previously. So they think he's kind of evil, but he got away before he turned into an evil like monster or whatever, like everyone else did.
Okay.
And he says, "Well, I keep it in the under the ground somewhere, in like a fiery underground place." So we can just go get it. So they go to get it, and they have to fight a dragon. They have to fight these undead assassins. And he's got this cool sword that, like, detaches, and then it's a knife. And he can – it's cool. Anyway, he's like the perfect character. And that Jake told me that that people suspect that it's, like, the DM's, like, stand-in character who can, like, solve all your problems if you need him to. So he does that, basically. He helps him get the helmet. He says, you know, here's your helmet. And that's on the condition that...
Oh, and this is Rajay, that,
yes.
that one guy from Bridgerton?
Yes, from Bridgerton.
Because I saw that one scene where he, like, walks off and he just keeps walking.
Yes!
That's a good bit. Straight line, yeah.
So he made the deal, basically, with Chris Pine that, like, well, I'll help you do this, but you have to make a deal that all the treasure that you steal from Hugh Grant, that you give it to all the people. Mm-hmm. And... he's like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever, and he's lying to him. So they help him, they get the helmet, and then Simon, the wizard, has to bond with the helmet, and he has all this stuff. He can't do it because he's a bad wizard.
He has to bond with it,
and he's got this portal gun staff. It does the portal gun thing.
Hell yeah, it does.
So it makes portals and stuff. So they use it to sneak in. They go, all right, we'll go plan C then. If we can't use the thing, we'll just break into the vault. So they use the portal, they put it on a painting, and then they put the painting in with a bunch of like wealth from all these like noble lords that are coming because they're going to use it to bet on the games and stuff. So they get the painting in the thing, and that, you know, they assume that the painting's going to end up in the vault somewhere.
But it doesn't.
Well, it does, but it ends up falling on the floor.
Oh, no.
So the portal is facing just the cement floor. And they literally can't get into it. So they're like, okay, let's go plan D or whatever. And they're like, okay, we're going to use the helmet. And they're like, that's plan A. And it's like, no, it's not plan A. It's plan D now. It's a whole bit. So they do that. They're like running through the castle trying to get to the vault. They're fighting along the way, all the guards and stuff. And the druid, girl from It, she's like digging at the stone floor of the vault so she can like get under the portal and open like lift the painting or whatever. She finally does that and she gets in and she's like, I'm here with all the treasure, I'm looking for the tablet, that kind of thing. And then as it happens, the Simon, the wizard, he binds with the helmet so it can work for him now or whatever. He had to get over his mental block or something. The power was inside you all along.
Yeah, literally.
Bullshit. and they get in, and they get into the vault, and there's nothing in the vault. And what's her face is like, where are you guys? I'm in the vault. And they're like, no, we're in the vault. And it turns out she is under the arena with all the treasure, and the treasure is being loaded up onto a boat at the port. And so you learn that Hugh Grant is trying to take all this treasure from all these noblemen, and he's going to get out of there with it. So then they get caught, and the lady wizard is like, yeah, we could kill them or whatever, and they make this plea to Hugh Grant. They're like, well, let us fight in the games then if we're going to die, because no one lives in the games. No one has ever lived through the games because you, like, fight animals and stuff. And they're like, he's like, all right, fine, if you want to fight in the games, go ahead. So they all get in the games, and they have to go through this big maze, and Hugh Grant's, he's getting ready to run away, and they break out of the games. Instead of going to the next round or whatever, they break out. And then they catch Hugh Grant, and they steal his boat full of treasure, and they're driving away. But at the meantime, the evil red wizard, she's been doing like a plot where she's going to take over the country like they did the other country. And they turn all the people into, like, undead monsters or whatever. And they're like, oh, crap, now we got to save everybody. That's so stupid. We got to save everybody. So they turn around, and they put a portal at the bottom of the ship. And they put a portal on a big hot air balloon with Hugh Grant's face, and all this treasure falls onto the ground. So the people start leaving the arena because the treasure's everywhere, and they're going to pick up the treasure. And so no one turns into, like, an undead monster. And then they have a big fight with the lady wizard, she's a red wizard. It's a secret. She's the red wizard, and then they stop her, and then she dies violently. But in the process, Michelle Rodriguez had been stabbed by the red wizard's knife, which is apparently uncurable. So she's dying, and she dies. And Chris Pine decides to use the tablet on her instead of his dead wife.
This is a really sappy montage.
It's really yeah.
Of like them raising.
Yeah, because his wife died, and he and Michelle Rodriguez, they raised the baby together.
So she's like a stand-in mother.
Right. Yeah. So he decides, I'm going to do this for my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And then there's like a flashback of him with his wife, where his wife's just like, you let it all go. So he's like, I'm going to let my wife go. And then that is how it ends, isn't it? Yeah, the Lord gets better, the actual Lord, the one that Hugh Grant replaced. And then he makes a peace deal with the freedom fighters in the forest. And
Hugh Grant's in prison.
And Hugh Grant goes to prison, and he's telling his story the way they did at the beginning. And then he grabs Jarnathan, and he tries to jump out the window, but it's just a brick wall, like behind a tapestry.
It's like they paved over it.
And that is how it ends. Any questions?
No. I saw it twice.
And Jake and I played with our recliners the whole time.
Yeah, we did.
We were like going, we were so convinced the guy sitting next to us who was alone was going to be pissed.
He wasn't.
He was having nice guy. Shout out to that guy. You think he listens?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. I do think.
No, I know he listens.
He knows.
Did you meet him?
I did.
We shook.
You shook. Nice.
Nice.
All right, that's it. The story. Right. The theme of that story was it's all the powers inside you, and it's the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
Truly, because they don't get any treasure at the end.
No. He wastes the damn tablet.
He wastes the damn tablet on Michelle Rodriguez.
Jeez.
Oh, and she was dating Bradley Cooper, who is a gnome or something.
So she's really tall.
And he's, like, he's really small.
Oh, that's funny.
He walks out and he's like, is that Bradley Cooper?
Spoilers.
Yeah, that's the spoiler.
That is the spoiler. Nothing else. The whole plot is not. You can guess it, probably.
Man, Bradley Cooper likes playing little guys.
Like, big like if true.
Rocket the raccoon.
And gnome.
And no man, I can't remember what his name is. Doesn't matter. All right, I feel like we're ready, though.
I know we're ready.
We are.
All right, okay, here we go. Interior, tavern, basement, evening. There's a bunch of stone walls in this tavern, you know what I mean? Dirt floor, there's a hearth going in the corner. There's a bunch of people, you know, eating their stew, and, you know, there's a bard, he's singing, but quietly, but really, really quietly. And our focus goes to the tavern owner behind the bar. He's wiping it down with a dirty rag, and he's, you know, he's got his peasant clothes on. And all of a sudden, the door bursts open, and it's a knight, and he is injured, and he's calling, "Help! Help me! I've been hurt!
It's almost time to close.
No, I need a healer, please. There would be a healer here.
Are there any healers here?
I am.
Come on up.
Out walks a little elf. Hi. Do you need healing?
I need healing. I've been stabbed.
Well, I'm a cleric, and I may heal you.
If
you decide to tell me your name.
My name? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Sir Colin.
Oh, come here, Sir
Colin. Okay.
Come here.
I'm here.
I say healing word, which is heal. And I heal you.
Colin's wound. It stops bleeding, and it starts to get better. Oh my gosh, the skin is getting back to being unbroken. You saved me.
Sir Colin, can I buy you a drink? I heard this bar is open really late.
What? We're about to close.
But yes, sure. Please. Would you?
What's out there? What hurt you?
I don't. It was fast. I really saw it. It was like a man, but he had teeth and claws.
Doesn't some sound kind of, quite like a man.
I know, some kind of
like an animal,
like a beast man.
A beast man.
I don't know. He was too fast. I didn't get a good glimpse of him.
Well, it is a full moon.
Werewolf beast man.
Werewolf beast.
I think you could just say werewolf.
True.
You know, there has been sightings of some type of beast.
I know.
On full moons, just like tonight.
Right,
no other ideas?
No, I'm thinking it's a werewolf. I thought we established that.
Well, what else happened in your attack?
I was walking down the road, okay? I'm on a diplomatic mission.
For what?
Well, for the Lord of Doonesbury. Don't spit at Doonesbury's name.
They're always coming in here trying to take taxes away from my tavern.
They need those taxes. I'll put this knife away. Okay, fine.
I said don't.
Okay.
Put it away.
I'm on a diplomatic mission for the Lord of Doonesbury. Stop spitting. I care not what your opinion is. That's not the point, okay? I'm walking down the road. I'm alone, obviously. And something grabbed the back of my cape and pulled me down to the ground. And there it was, the beast. Very quickly, he swiped me across my abdomen. And then, for some reason, he left. He sprang away.
Should have been wearing armor.
I was not wearing armor?
What the hell?
Yeah.
It's an undercover mission. If I look like a knight traveling to... Well, of course now, because you saved my life and bought me a pint.
Oh, yes. With the currency. Rubies. Take my rubies.
Here's your pint.
Okay, thank you. So, obviously I'm telling you now because you're not, you know, it's not you who's going to attack me. It's the werewolf. Wolves.
Wolves? Multiple?
I'm sure there are multiple. It's not just one man.
I don't know. We've only been hearing you pray tell of... One wolf.
Oh, the court wizard says that werewolves travel in packs of people. They change at the same time.
Oh my god, no wonder there's been so many attacks on full moons.
Yeah, you thought it was one man? Yeah. It's several men, and probably
we're a small town.
We are a small town.
Yes, but outside
born and raised in this town.
Born and raised.
Both of you?
Yeah.
You guys know each other?
Yeah.
We're brothers. I'm a big elf.
Yeah, I'm a little elf.
Well,
that's crazy.
That's all fine and good. It's just we have to do something about it.
We tried.
What?
You think we haven't tried?
I think you've
been. We laid out traps of meat.
And
they took the meat.
Yeah. No, the trap didn't work.
Too quick.
We forgot to put the trap in. It's just meat.
Some of them just didn't spring.
Well, that's probably they're probably outside, just in the woods north of here.
The wolves.
The wolf men. Yes. Wolf,
beast man, werewolves.
They're eating our sheep. They're eating our children. They're eating our meat.
They're eating your children.
Yes.
Like the village.
Oh, not your children specifically.
We're brothers.
We're brothers.
Right. Okay.
We don't have children together.
No, I didn't think you did until you said that.
We're brothers, not lovers.
I'm not going to. Okay. We're just not lovers. No.
Well, I have to go back to Doonesbury and report this to the Lord.
Well, no.
Why?
I thought you were undercover.
I am undercover, but not from the Lord.
You want him to know that you failed your mission already?
I didn't fail it yet.
You came here. We're getting rid of these wolves.
I have two. Okay.
You're not going to leave us here.
I'm not.
Yeah, you got a side quest now, buddy.
God,
make it your main quest.
Maybe we'll give you some rubies along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm always looking for more rubies. Yeah. My wife is sick.
Oh, really?
Yes, but in Doonesbury. So, I mean, I guess I'll take this job. Plus, that werewolf got a nasty scratch out of me.
Yeah. I could undo it, too, if you piss me off.
You can undo the healing spell?
Yeah, unheal.
Okay, do not do that.
I say the word.
I can take...
Heal,
take Okay.
I can take the mead right out of your body.
Yeah.
Make you undrink it.
Undrink it.
You guys are scary.
No, we're fine.
Yeah, we're the brothers.
We're the brothers.
We're the elf brothers of...
May I know your names, brothers? If we're going to be traveling together, I need to trust you.
My name is Halsworth.
Halsworth?
My name is Lannister.
Great. You guys are true friends so far.
True friends?
Well, you healed my wound and you gave me mead.
Yes. Shall we set out?
Well, I think we should probably get more information about werewolves. Do you know how to kill them?
Yes.
How?
I don't know why. I don't.
You don't need to play masculine and cool for me.
Halsworth bangs the table, bangs the bar, and yells out to the patrons of his bar. Has anybody known anybody who knows how to kill a werewolf?
In the corner, there's a man. He's wearing a hood over his head, and he raises a bony finger. Me.
This fucking guy.
I feel like we need to go talk to this guy now.
I agree.
Calling this fucking guy. He's coming.
As they're talking, the man slowly waddles over.
No, we didn't invite you over here yet. Go back.
No, come here.
Come here.
This guy.
You don't approach a knight without being invited.
You can approach the brothers.
Oh, God.
As the man approaches, he takes off his hood to reveal that he is an orc. I tangled with a werewolf once, many years ago.
And did you slay it, orc?
I did slay it. He takes off his hood and reveals that it's a werewolf skin. He was wearing the whole time.
He came here for the job, didn't you, Mr. Orc?
I did come here for the job.
Pray tell, what job? The job for killing werewolves?
Yes, there's signs posted all over town.
Oh, I didn't see any signs. They've been taking them down.
The werewolves?
Yes, I think so.
That's why we must kill them.
Okay.
We've been dealing with these werewolves for months.
How do you kill a werewolf, orc?
First, you have to find the werewolf when it becomes a human. Then you have to drown him. And that's how.
You have to drown him?
Drown him.
How did you get the werewolf skin if he was a human?
It's a long story.
No, you need to tell the story!
Okay. When I drowned, so I found this kid walking, and then I drowned him, and then he turned into a werewolf as he died. And I was like, that's how you kill a werewolf. You drown him, and then he turns into a werewolf.
Did you know he was a werewolf before you killed
him? I did not.
You just killed the kid?
Yes, I did. I come from a hard life. You know, my wife, she's dying.
Your wife is dying? My wife is dying.
No way.
Yeah. What does she have? Plague?
She does have plague.
Oh my God, my wife had plague.
Had plague?
She does have plague.
Oh man, you guys are a fun bunch.
You're fun too. What be your name, orc?
My name be Rintrog.
Rintrog?
The orc.
Is that a cultural name?
I don't know if you can ask. No, you can't.
Sir Colin, you can't just ask if it's a culture.
My mother was Rintrog. My wife's name is also Rintrog.
Oh, keep it in the family.
We keep it all in the family. Okay. I have a daughter. Her name is Lila.
That's a beautiful name.
It's not as beautiful as Rintrog.
Okay, well, as someone who's been knighted by the Lord of Doonesbury,
everybody's.
I'm going to take this raiding party. I'm going to lead this raiding party. We're going to find this werewolf den. Okay. We're going to kill every last werewolf.
Yes, yes.
And then I will go back on my diplomatic mission.
Hear, hear, everybody in the...
Me.
Round on the night.
No, no, please, I don't have any rubies.
Starts pouring, or, Hallsworth starts pouring shots. Cut to... We cut to the back room in the back of the bar, tavern. It's kind of like a war room. They have up a map of the little town that they're in. And Sir Colin is leading the charge with a small group of Rintrog, Hallsworth, and Lannister. Uh-huh.
All right, so we know that there have been attacks here, 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 and here.
Yes.
So that seems to point toward the, again, like I said, the direction of the northern forest.
Right. Well, if you triangulate.
Yeah, if you triangulate.
You triangulate.
Right.
It leads you to the northern
forest. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So I think what we should do is investigate the family of the attacks that have happened.
Okay.
Get more information.
Okay.
We're going to do this law and order style, the way I like it.
Okay.
And then we're probably going to lead a party into the North Woods.
Okay. I'll go with Sir Colin.
Okay.
No, wait.
No! No! You.
I'll go with Rintrog.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go with Rintrog. And Lannister will go.
I will take Lannister. That way, one of us will be well defended at all times in case we attack.
Yes.
Get attacked, not attack.
Yes. I will be here to defend you.
Okay. You take those, the two from the southern river area, and we'll take the two that are more downtown.
Got you.
Ish. If you could call this downtown.
Okay.
I'm from Doonesbury. All right. We'll reconvene this evening here at the inn.
I wonder if we'll pick up any more characters.
Along the way.
You may have discretion, though. If we've taken someone who may be working for the other side, they may distract us. True?
You're saying don't fall in love?
I'm saying don't fall... No, I'm not saying don't fall in love.
Rintrog is married!
Rintrog! I'm saying, I guess you could fall in love if you wanted. That's not the point. Don't fall in love with a werewolf woman, though.
Lannister.
Yeah, he'll be with me. It's fine.
He's going to cock block you, Lannister.
You don't fall in love with a werewolf.
What, you want a wife? My wife is dying of plague.
I'll take a wife. Your wife?
No, you cannot have my wife.
Kidding.
All right, okay, great. All
right, break. Everybody put your hands in. Everybody puts their hands in. He puts in his gross little orc.
His gross little orc hand?
Orc.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, it's bony, right?
Two, one. Break. Okay, great. We cut to... we're outside someone's house that is sort of in the downtown markety area. Mm-hmm. Sir Colin and Lannister, they knock on the door of this home, and it opens, and a crying maiden answers.
Hello?
What's wrong?
What? Well, my poor baby boy, he was taken by a werewolf.
Was it a werewolf?
Yes, it was.
Will you pull back just a little bit? No, I know, it's fine. Maiden, we are investigating the werewolf attacks, and we're sorry for your loss. Well, I'm sorry for my friend here, too. He should have known you were going to be crying.
Well, I should have figured. Well, give us more details.
Yes. Do you mind if we come in?
Of course, come
in. Sit at your hearth?
Of course.
Do you have soup?
Of course. What do you...
Two bowls of soup, please.
Of course. Okay.
Okay. What happened? Where were you when the boy was taken?
Are you not watching?
I was upstairs.
Stop.
Well, me and my husband, we were trying.
Trying.
I was gonna ask that too. Trying what?
We were having relations.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get pregnant.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Where's your husband?
He's upstairs, recovering.
What? He was attacked.
From
sex.
Damn, lady.
Dang. Okay, Lannister, don't look at her like that.
I'm taken. I'm a taken woman.
My wife's dying of the plague.
And you see, it was we were loud.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't quite hear the attack.
Uh-huh.
Because we were loud.
Right, you were loud.
So did he come in the house, or was your boy, like, outside?
Well...
She looks over, and there's a huge gaping wall in the wall. a huge gaping hole in the wall.
Yeah.
He came from there.
Oh, that's your first problem. You shouldn't
like
have a huge...
Shape.
Yeah, like a cartoon.
Well, it wasn't like that this morning. It came from there, and it took our... We just thought we were getting really into it.
Mm.
And, you know, when my man gets into it, I'm just like... Please, because we've been trying for this baby for... It feels like months.
Are you sure you have enough rubies for another baby?
Well, apparently now we might.
We're going to save your child.
Right.
Bring him
wait,
back.
Wait, did you find the body? Or is he just missing?
He's missing.
Oh, okay. So he could be alive still.
We promise. He promises you all his rubies.
I don't promise that. I'm from Doonesbury.
Please bring back my little Mo.
We'll try to bring back Mo, but...
Well, you first.
No, go. No. Age before beauty.
Okay, I was going to ask if we can have some soup to go.
Oh, God. I was going to ask something pertinent to the investigation. Okay. Why do you think the werewolves attacked you as opposed to any of the other children in the village? We saw them outside.
I'm not quite sure. You see, our little Mo, he has been very fascinated lately with the river.
With the river?
Yes. We lived not that far from it.
I know. We're in your house.
You're looking through the werewolf hole. See the river.
You can see the river. It's beautiful. There are children playing down there.
Looks like other kids are fascinated,
too. He's been playing with those kids and... But he would play longer because we live not that far from the river.
Right, of course.
So I'm just like, oh, he'll come in a moment. So I'm just like, but sometimes he stays there too long.
Late at night?
Late at night, in the middle of the night. I'm asleep and I look out the window and I see little Mo by the river. And I feel like he's there. Speaking to something. I don't see anything. It's too dark.
Probably the wolves.
So I think in my... And he's been really persistent about taking those posters of the wolf attacks down.
Interesting.
You want to see his room?
I do want to see his room.
Yes, please.
They walk into the room and they see just huge... Like piles of these posters and crumpled pieces of paper and crumpled up and whatnot. And he has some of them like strewn up and there it just says lies.
He's very artistic.
He's really intense is what he is. Okay, well we're gonna bring Mo back.
Please do.
His name is Mo. Oh, okay.
Are you listening?
I've been listening. We'll bring Mo back.
Here, you got some soup on your lip. Let me get it. He wipes his lip. All right, okay. Well, thank you, Lass, for your help.
Of course.
Here, give her a ruby.
I don't need one.
I'll give you, here's a ruby.
Oh, I guess my son might be dead.
But he could not be.
Maybe.
All right. Okay, we're leaving.
Goodbye.
We need to find somebody that speaks wolf.
I agree. I think... It's possible that they're using some kind of, I don't know, mind control, or perhaps, and I'm nervous to say it, perhaps he is One of them.
He's a wolf?
He's a wolf.
A werewolf. Man beast.
Cut to the other two. Rintrog and Halsworth. They're I think we said the other two were supposed to go downtown and we were supposed to go to the river, but whatever.
But they switched. So
no, we were going downtown. Or did I do it wrong? I don't think
because that. I said you guys were by the river.
So we're going downtown.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's go downtown. So the Halsworth and Rintrog are walking downtown. Halsworth is showing Rintrog the sights.
Oh, beautiful.
And down there, that's my elementary school.
Oh, nice.
Down there, that's where I got my first job.
Oh. My first job was Kill Pig.
That's a very admirable job.
Oh, thank you.
Down there, that's where I had my first kiss. It's the local kissing tree.
You kiss the tree?
No. I kiss a girl underneath the tree.
Very good.
Yes.
Are you mimicking me?
No.
Okay. I guess we both do so.
Yes.
We need to find the wolves.
Yes.
And smush them.
Halsworth walks up to a door, a house. I know the person living here. They used to be an old flame of mine.
Rintrog goes bam and like bursts through the door.
The door like slides like and then falls over.
We are entering your home.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
I am Rintrog.
Oh my god! Is Halsworth?
Hi, Sally. It's, yeah.
What are you doing in my house?
We heard that there was a werewolf attack here.
We know you know something.
Okay,
do not lie to us, girl.
Is he with, this guy's with you?
Unfortunately. We're on a quest in order to try and take down the werewolves, in order to rid our town of these things.
That's very noble. It's very noble. Yeah, my brother was attacked.
When?
It was like probably 3 days ago.
Tell us more.
Well, so my brother, he just had a baby, right? And him and his wife, they live at my house with me. They're not here. They had to go to their job still because they don't make enough rubies to, you know, keep paying rent.
I love babies.
You love babies?
I'm very good with babies.
Okay. Okay. Well, so my brother was attacked and his baby was taken.
he was taken by the wolves?
Probably. My brother had all these big scratches along his body and his eye was like clawed out, which is not good. Not good because he's a painter, you know?
I'm so sorry to hear that, Sally. I'm sorry too.
Thank you. So we've been living with the trauma of that for days, and I don't know where little Sammy's going to go, because, I mean, has gone. He's gone.
Is there anything out of the ordinary that your brother's been up to
lately? Well, like I said, my brother's a painter, and sometimes he goes out of his way downtown, out of town, to paint the landscapes and stuff. And I think he brought the baby with him, and he was by the river. And he was painting a nice river landscape. He only painted half of it.
Show us.
Okay, it's over here. She goes into like this other room, and she opens a cupboard, and she pulls out the painting, and she brings it, and she shows him, and half of it is like a beautiful river landscape, and the other half is covered in blood.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
No, this is red era. No. He didn't. It's his blood from being attacked.
Oh no.
So he never finished this one, and that's why he had to take another job at the market.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's really sad. And I would take a job, but I'm lazy.
Yeah, that's why we broke up.
Well, so they live with me, right? My brother and his wife and his baby, they live with me. I'm a landlord.
Oh, you're a landlord.
Charge them money.
Charge them rent. I'm sorry, what was your name, Orkman?
Rintrog.
Oh, well, you charge rent for your brother, right?
No.
I assume.
That is my family. Oh. I would never do that.
Do you live with your brothers?
No, I live with my wife, Rintrog. And my daughter, Lila.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you. Rintrog is a beautiful name. You know, it's passed down for many generations.
Let's get back on this track. Sally, have you been by the river at all with your brother?
No, not recently.
Okay.
No.
Okay, interesting.
No, I think he talked about it for a while before he went down there to pay.
Maybe we should talk to your brother.
The wolves are probably...
The wolves probably what?
Well, yeah, let's talk to your brother.
Okay, my brother was working at the market. He's been selling iron, like, products, you know?
Cut to the market. Rintrog and Hallsworth are, like, pushing people through. Rintrog is, like... making a beeline. He's like...
Hey, man!
He's like partying the Red Sea. Yeah.
Finally, they arrive
at the stall where the is working.
That's right, nice. Iron filings, nails, hammers, sickles.
You know what I'll take?
Sword.
Yes, sir.
I'll take some information.
Well, okay. What do you want to know?
I want to know about your son.
I have nothing to do with that. The wolves took
him. We know.
I don't trust.
No, it wasn't me, okay? Why? What's my wife say?
Your wife?
Yeah, she's been going around saying I kidnapped the baby and blamed it on the wolves.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yes, I'm married.
Yes, he was married. How else would he have the kid?
She and my baby live with my sister.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Your sister and your flame.
Sally was my old flame, but that's her sister.
I thought that was Hallsworth.
Hey.
You grew more of a beard.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway, I didn't kill my baby or anything, okay?
No, I didn't.
My wife is lying.
In a really weird way.
No, people keep coming up and they keep buying nails because they're cheap, you know? And then they accuse me of killing my baby and stab me with nails. Look at these scars on my face. You think I did this to myself?
No.
Wolves did it.
The wolves.
When you think of a full moon, what do you think?
What do I think of when I think of a full
moon?
Yeah,
do you think you all of a sudden turn into a wolf?
You're not a wolf? I'm not sure.
Okay, wait. Come here. So the two of them huddle. Rintrog goes, I have secret pocket meat in my pocket.
Okay, I don't know how that pertains.
I'm going to tempt him with meat.
Oh, gotcha.
He is a wolf. He will go feral.
Gotcha, as they all do.
Gotcha. Go ahead. All right. So Rintrog, he leans in with his pocket breast.
Right. So, like I was saying, I was down by the.
I'm gonna pick up. Oh.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
What do you think it is?
It smells delicious. Oh. It smells so good. He leans really close to Rintrog. He's smelling his chest.
This guy's a fucking wolf.
Oh, you got some meat here in your breast pocket.
You want it, boy?
I do want it. I do.
What should we do with it?
Take us to the river.
Give me the meat.
Okay. If you take us to the river.
You'll give me the meat?
We'll give you the meat.
Good. Okay, to the river. Let's go to the river.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. We cut to the banks of the river. It's kind of like a nice open clearing, and on the other side of the river is the northern forest. And the three arrive. And freaking whatever this guy's name is, the wolf man.
I knew it.
You described it as such.
Rintrog cannot hear the stage direction. They arrive at the bank of the river, and the wolf man, he's like basically on all fours, like following behind Rintrog.
This guy's probably a wolf.
All right, okay, we're here. This is where it happened. Give me the meat.
Where what happened?
Where the baby was taken.
Who took him?
The wolves did. The wolves who live in the forest.
But you're a wolf.
No, I'm a wolf because they attacked me after, you know, it's like a disease. Oh. Lycanthropy, have you heard of it?
No, they're all not saying that.
Who?
All the other wolves. They can all say, oh, I got bit by a wolf. Now I'm a wolf.
That's what happens, yes.
Yeah, I know. That means you're just like them, though.
No, I'm a werewolf, yes. Okay,
but he's a new werewolf.
I wasn't before the baby was taken.
I see what you were saying.
It's cause and effect. I was. It's cause and effect. I was attacked for my baby, and now I am a werewolf.
Okay.
Give me that meat.
You're coming with us.
Coming where?
You're gonna show everybody. You're gonna pretend that you're one of the wolves and you're gonna bring us to the hideout.
I'm an inside man?
You're an inside wolf. Inside wolf man.
He tosses the meat in the air.
He catches it.
Lucky for you, I have much more meat on me.
Okay, give it to me.
Not now, if you're good.
Then the other two start walking up, Lannister and Sir Colin. And they see the three of them, and they join the party.
You threw meat to that man.
We found one of the wolves.
Oh, good, kill him.
No, Sir Colin Lannister, no. He's helping us. He's an inside wolf.
He's an inside wolf.
You see, he was a regular human, but he was attacked by the wolves 3 days ago, and they took his baby.
Interesting. A child was also taken from here, the banks of the river.
What are they doing with these
children?
I don't know. That's what we're going to find out with our inside wolf man.
Okay, we need a plan. How do we get him inside the den without being suspicious?
Okay, here's what we do.
He steals another kid.
That's what I'm saying. We say free candy. We have it by the river.
I have an idea. Lannister, you are rather small. And even though you are 200 years old, you do look rather childish.
I have a youthful figure.
You do.
Yeah, you have a youthful glow about yourself.
Thank you.
What if Wolfman over here takes Lannister?
My name's Sean. You guys can call me by my
name.
Sean. That's right. And I would take this.
What's your last name? Wolfman.
It's not Wolfman. It's not Wolfman.
It's probably Wolfman.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to take me.
I'm going to take you into the woods. Okay.
Into the woods.
Okay.
And
they'll accept you.
Okay.
They'll accept you into their posse pack.
They're dogs. We're dogs. Can I get more meat?
Finish the thing.
Okay, we go in, and then what?
And then we really just need to find out where they are and see if the kids that they've been taking are alive.
And then I cast Fireball!
Yes! And then you cause a big distraction, and then we'll take the pack. Hopefully there aren't, like, hundreds.
What if there are?
I will get the town on our side.
I think they are already. Everybody's pretty against these wolves.
Yeah. Well, I'll gather them to take on the pack.
Okay. Maybe we have to give a moving speech and hand out swords and stuff. That's right. I've done this before. I'm a knight.
From where?
We cut to... It's nighttime.
Nighttime.
our group is on the edge of the forest. They've dressed Sean the Wolfman in like tattered robes, and they've dressed Lannister as a small child. He's wearing children's clothing.
It's his Fortnite.
A shirt that says Fortnite, and he's got a propeller hat.
A big colorful ball. He's
That's right. He's throwing it up.
That was just with some of his clothes.
Yes. Okay. I, Sir Colin, do deputize you all as Knights of Dewberry. God, no, you have to be. I can only deputize you as Knights of the land I'm from. Okay. You now can kill without discretion.
Whoa.
Not each other. I'm saying you won't be prosecuted for it.
Forever?
No, just until I undeputize you.
So if you die...
If I die...
Then we're still deputized.
Don't kill me!
So if Rintrog runs into the city and kills, I am safe.
Yes, but I must strike
Rintrog runs
No!
Rintrog, no! Rintrog, come back.
If you do use this power without discretion, I will be forced to slay you where you stand. It is the knight's code.
Cutie boy.
Oh, you want to fight Rintrog?
Rintrog stands to his full height. He's 10 feet tall.
Oh my god.
I guess he is an orc.
You think I haven't fought taller? I have.
Stand on his tippy toes. All right.
Let's not fight amongst our group.
I'm ready. I'm ready for my plan. So I'll go in there, do a fireball, and just kind of see what happens, right? Hopefully I don't get turned into a werewolf.
You won't.
You promise?
No. Fireball into the sky. Kind of like a flare.
Okay. Fireball into the sky means...
Right.
Come now, now, now.
Come now, but you must do it unseen, otherwise they'll know you can do magic and they'll probably kill you.
But we'll be right behind you.
Right. Okay. And Sean here, he'll protect you.
He's a wolf.
Yes, but he's on our side, right? Right. Give me meat. Meat. Meat.
Hand me... Renshrog hands Lannister some meat.
Yes.
Ooh. You want it?
I do.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Lannister throws the meat.
And Sean runs into the forest. Full speed.
Okay, wait, no, come back.
Oh, okay, wait. What?
Mister, we're good. Capture me.
Oh, right.
You should be running.
Oh, right. He like, fireman lifts him onto his shoulders, and he just walks into the forest.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, in the meantime, we must gather all the men and women who can fight from the village.
I give the speech, and everybody comes.
I'd like to give the speech. I am the knight, after all.
I'm also
But you're from Doonesbury.
No, you're a deputy. You're deputy knight. Okay. It's a temporary position. You have to be knighted by the Lord of Doonesbury.
I'm the one who actually lives in this town.
Okay. So, are you a knight? There's no even lord here. You have a mayor.
Let's go to the mayor. No, I'm kidding.
we can.
No, wait, we should go to the mayor.
We should go to the mayor.
The mayor can, like...
Then we can get a platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thinking, Rintrog.
Thank you.
I hope your wife gets better.
I hope your wife gets better, too.
I hope she will, too. I think so.
Okay.
Cut to...
The mayor's office.
Mayor's office. Sir Colin, Rintrog, and Halsworth...
Bursting.
Bursts into the mayor's office. He's writing something with a quill.
I was expecting you.
Oh, were you?
We demand your attendance, Mayor.
We need to give a speech to the whole city.
That's kind of my thing.
Yes,
well, are you a knight? You are not.
You got me there. True. What speech?
I, Sir Colin of Doonesbury. We must get together, all able-bodied men and women... to go fight and kill the werewolves in the northern forest.
Oh, the wolves. They have been a plight on this town for ages.
Yes, and we are going to stop.
Don't want to put any more of my townspeople out, like, in danger.
You're in agreement.
No.
You're not in agreement.
I don't want them to fight. I want them to stay safe.
They're not staying safe, though. The children are being plucked from the banks of the river.
Under your watch, Mayor.
Yes, Mayor.
What's one or two children? As long as the men and the women are safe.
Cautiously, Rintrog pulls out a piece of meat.
What are you trying to do?
Just testing something.
Okay, never mind. All right.
Sorry.
No, give me the meat.
What, squirrel meat, Mayor?
Any meat.
Before everything, the mayor... For audio listeners, the mayor leaps like a dog into the air and gobbles the meat and shreds it with his teeth.
Sir Gowan pulls his sword and points it at the... At the mayor.
Rintrog pulls out his double axes.
So, this is how it's going to be. I see.
You're outnumbered. Stand down and let us make a speech.
You are not strong enough for my true self.
No, he's transforming. Stop him. Halsworth runs in. He had left the room. He runs in with a giant bucket of water that he found outside, and he puts it on the mayor's head, and he holds it down.
Everybody hold down!
The three of them push the bucket down as the mayor suffocates.
The mayor's, body is, transforming, back and forth in between, wolf claws between and, wolf like, man, wolf, man, wolf, man.
Suddenly, he stops, and all that's left is the werewolf cape, which Rintrog puts over his other one.
I wanted one.
Thank you. Fresh.
Well, I guess.
All right.
Kill the mayor. So.
Kill the mayor.
The mayor's secretary is like in the other room, and she's like petrified in the corner.
We are mayor now.
The three of us.
The three of us.
We are, yes, until further notice, we are the mayor.
And we have a speech. Gather the town.
Gather the town now.
Okay.
Wench.
My name's Hillary.
Sorry, Hillary.
We cut to. The townspeople have gathered. They're kind of like, because it's nighttime, they've all been asleep. So they're all like wearing pajamas and they're like tired. So they got like torches so they can
see.
Yeah,
oh, that's cute.
People of this town.
We are your new mayor.
No, stop, Rintrog, let me do it.
Okay.
I am Sir Colin of Doonesbury.
Just a cacophony of.
I know you may not think highly of my land, but I am here to tell you my plan. We, as a group, are going to go into the North Forest and take the werewolf den and stop the blight that's been on our children.
One guy from like near the middle of the pack is like, "Where's the mayor?"
Rintrog?
Halsworth steps forward. He pushes Rintrog back. Everybody, I hate to say it, our democratic office was infiltrated by the werewolves. There's gas among the crowd. And we
among us?
Yes,
among us. Among us. Among us.
But we have taken him out. We no longer have to deal with him. But together, we have to deal with the plight that the werewolves have done among this town.
Rintrog steps forward. I am a father. And if my daughter was taken, I would want to go out there and get her back. Who is with Rintrog?
There's cheers.
Woo! You should have let Rintrog stay. I'm sorry, Rintrog.
I didn't know you were such a universal speaker.
All of you, go to your homes. Grab any weapons and armor you may have or can. And meet us on the edge of the Northern Forest.
In 1 hour!
1 hour!
As they say that, a fireball goes in the
sky. Oh, God, okay.
Right now!
We cut to inside the Northern Forest. Sean and Lannister. It's kind of like back in time.
Yeah.
They're arriving at the den. And Sean, he lets down Lannister, but he's still holding him kind of like by the shoulder. Werewolves! Hello, other werewolves!
There's just like, you see like in the darkness, there's like all of a sudden like pairs of bright eyes glistening in the staring back at him. And then there's another pair and another pair, and they just keep going and going and going. There's like 20 pairs.
Other werewolves, it's I, Sean Wolfman. I have brought a child for us to do what we do with them. Eat them? I hope.
There's laughter from the bushes. One enters into the clearing that the two of them are in. Sean Wolfman.
'Tis I.
You're a wolf now, huh?
Yes. From the attack on the riverbank 3 days ago.
Oh. Right. Sorry about that.
Are you actually sorry? Where's my baby?
Oh, he's taken care of.
Okay. I brought another child as an offering so I may join you. I've been cast out of society. My wife thinks I killed my baby. I did not.
Well, let us see the boy.
Here he is.
Lannister walks towards the head wolf. Other wolf people are slowly enter the clearing.
They're all sniffing it.
He does smell like a child.
Child, you may join the others.
You suddenly, they like pull back like a curtain of like vines. And you see like a jail cell full of all the other kids, but they're like having fun.
It's like a daycare.
It's like a daycare. Yes.
Wolves, what are you gonna do with me?
You see, these kids were left alone, except for, I guess, Sean's baby. That was, we just thought like, he's kind of brought this baby out.
I did leave the baby like in the grass while I was painting.
Yeah, not cool. So we thought we needed to take care of the children, for these neglected children, these orphans, if you will, in a way.
Oh, is that why you're killing parents too? Because they're bad parents?
Yes.
So you're not that bad, right?
No, no. We're rescuing these kids in our eyes. Rescuing them from bad situations. Left on the ground to rot. Left alone by the river at night. Who does that?
I don't think you should die, you know?
Thank you, small child.
You're welcome.
Lannister.
You see, we're trying to get voted into government. We already have the mayor of the town.
The mayor is a wolf?
He is, but it's through a democratic process. We're just slowly trying to take over.
That's true. He did win sort of a landslide this past election cycle.
Do you have like a greater evil plan or something?
A greater evil plan? We do have a greater plan.
What's your greater plan?
You see, just like bring more money into the place. More rubies. We're trying to put a better like water infrastructure, use that as kind of like a hydro plant, get hydroelectricity running, so that way, like, put a dam in, get electricity. This is one of the only.
What about job growth?
The job growth steadily with this dam being made, we're going to get the people to working. We're going to get jobs in our 5-year outlook. They're just talking. And
can I sidebar with the child?
Of course, of course.
Okay, Lannister?
Yes?
I don't think we should lead them to kill.
No! These wolves seem cool! I was trying to get to see if there's, like, something, like, they're, like...
Right, if they're, like killers. Gonna kill everybody?
Yeah,
no.
But no, they're not.
So what do we do? How do we stop them? Your friends, I mean.
I don't know. They're your friends too. Oh no!
No,
I mean,
they apprehended.
Aren't we all friends now?
No, I guess, yeah.
Man, I really don't know what we're gonna do. I wish these wolves were like a little bit evil, or like
right, so we could kill them. They're
cool.
Very, very
they're
good.
So cool.
We're really good.
I mean, they have been killing all these humans, and that's not cool. But
yeah, but like, but
they kind of deserve it.
They would have killed me. I don't know. This is a moral quandary.
This is a moral quandary.
I didn't think I'd have to grapple with.
And now everybody in the city is getting all their weapons and...
Oh my god, yeah. You have to send them the signal or otherwise they're going to be confused.
Well, but if I send them the signal, then they're going to come here to kill the wolves.
Okay, new plan. What if we go back to the wolves and we tell them our original plan?
And we kill all the humans.
And we kill all the humans. Should we betray our friends like that?
I mean, my brother's out there.
Oh, that's true. And my sister, probably my wife. Man. But I'll get to keep my baby.
I can justify throwing this fireball right now.
I get it. Okay, here's what you'll do. I'm gonna create a distraction, and you run into the woods, away from the den.
Yeah.
And go miles, and then set up the fireball, and you'll bring them up to your
location. Get the wolves out of this. Out.
And we'll get I'll get the wolves out with all the children.
For safety.
Right.
Well, we have to get the children, like, separate the children from the, because that's the only doubt. Like, we gotta get the kids back.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I can do that. I can talk my way into getting all the kids free.
Because I think they'll be okay with the wolves gone. but we have to get the kids.
Right, but won't the wolves come back then?
Ah, shit. Maybe we should kill the wolves.
One thing at a time.
Can the wolves be like, I don't know.
Maybe we could broker a peace.
Oh, okay, well, fireball a peace.
No, no, I'm saying, okay, I got an idea, okay?
You,
okay,
man, this is hard.
Again, you run into the woods miles away.
Yes.
Bring them to your location with the fireball. Mm-hmm. I'll rally the wolves and we'll set up diplomatic convoys. Okay. And we'll meet in the forest and have negotiations.
Okay. But the mayor's a wolf.
Right. Well, the mayor probably won't come with the mob then.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's just do that plan and we'll figure it out.
Okay. great.
They walk up to, like, the main wolf guy.
Main wolf.
Everything okay?
Everything is wonderful. Oh, look over there. All the wolves turn and look. Run, run! And it sure runs into the forest. Okay, wolves. I have some things I unfortunately have to tell you. There's an angry mob forming, coming to kill you.
What?
Yes, but what? We can broker a peace.
We don't want peace.
Well, no, well, we have to,
I
otherwise
they're taking more kids.
You want to keep taking more kids?
Also, you can't see your baby.
I want to see my baby.
Conflict of interest. You gotta start a new family.
I don't want a new family. I want my baby and my wife.
But you said there's peace?
So there we could
keep
be peace.
Taking kids and killing people.
Well, maybe they could like, I don't know, set up like a thing. I say in like an hour there's gonna be a meeting in the woods. Okay, we'll go to the meeting, and we'll see what we can get. And if not, we'll kill them all. How about that? Right, wolf to wolf, man to man. Yes.
I'm just eating these people.
Okay, well, that can be plan B.
So we could set up a democratic process.
Yes, it will be a moderated peace forum.
Who's the moderator?
I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Can Sarah be the moderator?
Who's Sarah?
There's a wolf in the back. She raises her paw.
Hey! I'm Sarah.
She's on the debate team.
That's right. I went to law school.
Yeah, she's like a real up-and-comer.
Yeah, but she's one of the wolves.
Well, it's either one of the wolves or one of the human.
All right, okay, fine. Sarah can do it.
Thank you. She's a human right now.
If it gets you to the meeting.
Unless there's another species there.
Maybe there will be.
Cut to.
Cut to, yeah.
The mob.
The mob has arrived away from the den where Lannister has sent the fireball in the air.
Everybody's confused.
where are the wolves? I don't understand. There are no wolves here.
Boy, where are the wolves?
Sir Colin approaches Lannister.
Lannister, where are the wolves? Why would you send us the signal if you're not in the den?
All right, sidebar with my people.
Okay.
All right. So the wolves are really cool.
What?
I know.
What makes them
they
so
stole
cool?
Kids.
They stole kids. I know, they're taking kids, but the kids are neglected, and they're, like, giving them, like, a playground and, like, toys and stuff.
Oh, my God, that's true. But that's the thing. The woman, she was having sex with her husband and not watching her boy, and he was taken.
That's true. Yeah, well,
she was really concerned.
Burst through the house.
Yes. Yeah. That, okay, that tracks.
So there's going to be a peace treaty.
But they, okay.
And the mayor is a wolf.
Yeah, we know. We killed him. Oh, shit, should we not have done that?
Oh, no, we should not
have
done that.
Oh, no, they're going to find out.
They're going to kill
You're
us.
You're wearing his skin.
No.
Oh, God.
Okay, everyone calm down. I am a knight. I'm cool under pressure. Okay, so we tell him that the mayor didn't want to go with the angry mob and we whipped them up ourselves. Okay, it's a lie, but it will do.
They want some type of government figure there to represent the people.
Well, we have...
Ringstrong is mayor now!
Oh, no!
Along with these two!
We are technically mayor.
You guys are
right?
Mayors?
Yes, we are the mayor.
Oh my God. Okay, well...
By law.
By law.
You know,
by law. By law is the way it works.
It's not diplomatic, though. Not democratic, though.
No.
All right, so what do you think about this peace treaty? Okay. Yay or nay?
I think we have to do yay, otherwise...
I mean, if they're cool, nobody's ever really gotten to talk to a werewolf.
That's true, plus we could only kill them all with the element of surprise. They're werewolves, you know.
We have to drown them.
So...
Thank you, Rintrog.
We have to drown them.
Should we have a plan B?
Plan B is mob. There's like hundreds of people behind.
I know, but we'll all be murdered. It was working a moment ago when we had the element of surprise. Yeah. Now we don't have that.
Now, where, who knows where?
All of a sudden, the wolves come in. Like, they're all humans, though. They're just, like, walking in. And,
now, who are these clowns?
Sean's there.
Oh, it's the wolves.
I knew he was a wolf.
Hey, guys. I brought the wolves for the peace treaty, remember?
Yes. All the mob is like, No,
stop.
We are declaring peace with the wolves.
My son was taken out.
Okay, but like, what were you doing when he was taken?
I was reading.
And where was your son?
Not near me.
That's kind of neglectful.
Yeah, but they killed my husband.
Yeah, they killed
okay,
husband.
But was okay. Did you love your husband?
Yeah, kind of.
Girl.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, no, okay, I didn't love my husband. No. And he was neglectful to our children also.
So.
Where are the kids?
True!
One of the werewolves speaks up, or the main werewolf guy speaks up. Oh, don't worry, we got Marcia looking after the kids. They're back in our little alcove. Don't worry, she's like the mom of the group.
I thought you were gonna get the kids out of there.
I was going to, but they wouldn't allow it. I'm playing this very by ear right now.
Yeah. We're really winging it.
That's right.
You there, leader of the werewolves. I am Sir Colin of Doonesbury. We would like to have a peace forum. Please, sit, and we shall chat.
They all sit immediately.
Oh, okay. Okay. I would like to propose a peace treaty. You give all the children back.
Okay.
And leave the town alone. Stop stealing children and we won't kill you.
Stop killing people too.
Stop killing people.
Okay,
also.
But they were assholes.
Yes, well, not everyone can just kill unencumbered by...
We can.
Yes, Rintrug
can.
We
are knights.
You're not a knight. You are a deputy. You have to be knighted by the Lord of Doonesbury.
Okay. Where's the mayor?
Rintrog?
Are you gonna stop Rintrog? No. The mayor had to leave.
Really?
Yes. Really? Hmm. Yes.
So are you speaking in his stead?
Rintrog, Jake.
Rintrog, knock it off. You're humiliating our guests. No, the mayor, like Rintrog said, he had... to leave.
Okay.
Okay, I'm lying. He's dead. Sorry. No, stop. My oath as a knight says I cannot lie.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, we were coming to kill you.
Yeah, we were. You see, all
we weren't.
We weren't coming
to kill you.
That's very nice. And now we're having... No, we are still going with the peace treaty. Right?
Rintrog pulls out
yes.
an axe.
Rintrog?
Rintrog.
So, peace. Here are our terms of peace. We get all the kids back. You stop taking kids. You stop killing people.
We agree to those terms, but we also add on, we come live amongst you, and we live as a democratic society, and have another election for mayor and its cabinet.
Okay.
Fair and equal, and also the werewolves have access to any meat supplies.
What say Sarah?
The moderator.
No, that's good. I mean, that's good. I mean, if you want it, you can have that. I think that's fair. You could also elect me as mayor. Oh, I'm not campaigning yet. I went to law school.
Maybe we should have election right now.
Election right now.
Well, okay. I must confer with the mob of people.
I will confer with the mob of people.
Mob of people, it's I, Sir Colin. They want to have an election for mayor and live among you, and provided that they stop killing and stealing children. What say you?
Kill the wolves! No. Bring our kids back!
We're trying, ma'am. We're trying.
This is quite a conundrum we've gotten ourselves into.
The wolves have to live among you, and we're having an election for mayor and cabinet now. Yes? Yay or nay?
I'm so tired. Yay!
I gotta work tomorrow, come on!
I'm trying to sleep here.
All right, we have it, wolves. We will have the election now.
Okay, we offer up Sarah.
Okay.
As you all know, she's the moderator.
I'm the moderator. I'm also a werewolf. I've been a werewolf for 3 years. My policy is infrastructure growth and also universal child care, just to name a few.
All right, who are we nominating?
That's good. Who do we nominate?
Rintrog.
Rintrog has a... Rintrog has
a... And a daughter.
Halsworth.
Halsworth.
You've been the innkeeper for years, correct?
I have.
You know this city better than anybody else.
You know what it needs.
Brother, do it for us.
Okay. I'm going up against Sarah. My policies are keep the town safe, its residents safe, and have a bigger population growth period and whatnot. And if you vote for me, free drinks for the night!
Woo! Yeah!
All right, we cut to the ballots have been cast and they're being counted now by Rintrog and Colin. All right, that's another. Okay, fine. Finally, all right. Okay,
my pile is done.
Okay, my pile is also done. What was your final count?
My final count was. You go first.
Okay, my final count was 200 for Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, 208, but I'm rounding down.
Uh-huh.
And the other count was 275 for Halsworth.
Very equal numbers. Halsworth won in mine as well.
That's good. Ladies and gentlemen, I, Sir Colin of Doonesbury, do announce that your next democratically elected mayor is Halsworth Innkeeper.
Woo!
The wolves are pissed.
But as my first thing to do as mayor, I elect Sarah as deputy mayor.
Oh my god!
You could kill anybody.
No! That's Deputy Knight. She gets to make any laws that she wants.
That's right. My first law is all children will be under the care of wolves.
As long as we get to see the kids.
No, you do not get to see them. Rintrog steps behind Sarah and pulls one of his axes and murders her.
Man, I thought we were going to do this democratically. I thought they were... You know, maybe...
The mob goes crazy.
Now we have the war. Yeah.
There's a big fight.
Big fight. Lots of drowning. Lots of people dying. But the problem is the wolves keep turning other people into wolves.
Oh no!
The wolves turn around.
So there, it's like the numbers keep like getting bigger and smaller, and then everybody's dead.
We cut to the sunrise in the morning.
There are people laying dead on the ground. There are people who have run off into the forest. Some, you know, a lot of villagers fled when the fighting started. The wolves had, they won, obviously.
They got like 15 more people.
They got like 15 more people and they went back to their den. Mm-hmm. And lying on the ground injured is Sir Colin and Rintrog and the two innkeeper brothers, Halsworth and Lannister.
Are you guys alive?
Yeah. That did not go well.
No.
I can't heal. I just need a second.
Just say, you just have to say heal and heal us.
I need it.
Lannister?
Buddy. Rintrog's poking him. Boy.
Uh-oh.
No. Oh, no.
All of a sudden, he turns into a wolf.
No!
Lannister? He howls and runs away.
No!
Well, that didn't help.
No, I do have this. I have a health
potion.
Potion here. Take a sip and I'll pass it around.
Okay. Drink, pass.
He pours it into Halsworth's mouth. Well, I fear that you're... Yeah, here you go, Rintrog. No. I fear that your town has been taken over by wolves.
Yeah, it's your town. Yeah.
That well, technically, I'm still there.
Yeah.
I would assume you've been impeached by now for probably killing wolves.
Yeah.
Were you there when I deputized everyone? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't bring you to the High King then.
Well, I'm not going back home.
You can't go back home. Well, you could accompany me on my mission.
Oh yeah, this was a side quest.
Diplomatic mission, yes.
I'm searching for a cure for Rintrog.
His wife, Rintrog.
My wife, Rintrog.
That's my diplomatic mission. I'm bringing ingredients to a laboratory south of here.
Okay. I wish to join you.
They're looking to cure the plague.
I will come as well.
I wish to join you still.
Okay, but it's going to be treacherous. There are going to be other opponents. Highwaymen. People who will try and rob us. Probably not more werewolves. I think that's a northern forest thing.
More characters to join our journey.
That's right. More
beautiful women. Not for Richard.
Not for Sir Colin either.
I guess for me.
Just Halsworth. Well, unless we get tragic news that my wife passes.
Or Rintrog passes. Sorry, touchy subject.
I'm sorry about your brother, Halsworth.
Yeah. He's turned into a wolf.
That poor little guy.
Poor little guy. You'll probably see him again one day.
Probably.
In your dream.
In my dreams.
It's okay. Right. It's okay.
All right. Well, I'd like you both to kneel, please.
Okay.
Are you undeputizing us?
No, stop! Sir Colin pulls out his sword, and he taps them each on the shoulder with his sword. I now knight you as High Knights of Doonesbury.
They all go. But right at the camera.
Credits!
Yay! Damn, we try to be all peaceful, but...
I was like, there needs to be one last thing. We're just gonna... Because I wasn't just gonna end it with an election.
I know.
Oh, boy.
I like that you made the wolves
really. Yeah.
I know.
I was trying to, like, see if I'm, like... Should I, like, make them... Like, there's, like, one weird thing about them that they're just, like... Like, I wanted to be, like... There's just, like, one small quirk where it's just like, oh, that's evil. That's evil. Like, like all I was coming to, like, oh, they like pineapple on pizza or some shit. They're like, oh, death for them.
No, death.
But, yeah, that was fun.
They were authoritarian.
Yeah.
They did not want to compromise.
No.
That's what Sarah did. That was her first law. I get to control.
Fuck. You know, Halsworth should not have made her deputy mayor.
He should not have done that.
He wanted to be... He wanted to broker peace between everybody. Poor Halsworth.
That's true. He would have been a good mayor.
He would have been a good mayor.
I think the best mayor is the people who don't want to run for election, probably. I think that movie's called Nighttime.
That time? Oh yeah, that movie that we just made.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Nighttime.
Oh, Nighttime. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He said it earlier. I said it's Nighttime. You guys both went Nighttime, and I was like, "Oh,
nice, nice." So when that comes up during the podcast, yeah, well, you can all point at your speakers and be all like, oh, "This is the name of the episode."
That's the name of the film. Oh goodness, man, we play Dungeons and Dragons sometimes.
I know. I kind of was like, maybe at the very end of this, like we pan out or like we pull out, and it's a fucking like just a Dungeons and Dragons game where we're all just like, "All right, roll for." Roll the heel. We're just like, fuck, that stupid side quest killed us all.
I think it's really funny because the side quest ended.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a happy ending. It was like, well, I guess we're gonna keep going on.
It's the best kind.
And plus they were all meeting each other pretty much, so it was kind of like,
that's
so
true.
It'd be like the first session. It's like, shit.
They're all dead.
Well, I guess they're not all dead, but it's like Lannister is off.
Lannister? He said your name was Hallsworth, and I thought you were going to be Oatsworth. Like Hall and Oates.
I kept thinking, like, whenever I said Hallsworth, I'm just like, don't accidentally say Halsey or something.
Yeah.
Clock from Beauty and the Beast.
Cogsworth. I was like, what's like a... I'm like, fuck. Because when we did our, like, names for fucking our characters in our campaign, I was looking up like many different names for like an hour or something, and all of a sudden I have to like come up with my technical D&D term. But I guess we do that all the time because we're coming up with characters. But I'm like, but I have to come up with like a D&D-esque name, Hallsworth, and like
Jarnathan.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Screenplay, the Improvised Movie. Thanks for listening, screenwriters. If you liked it, go ahead and give us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you are listening.
Tell everyone.
Send it to your friends.
Send it to your D&D group.
Your werewolf friends.
Do you play D&D? Email us. Tell us about your campaigns. Send us your campaigns.
Exactly. We want to know what happens in your campaigns. Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on social media. We're at Screenplay PCast. That's the letter P.
Screenplay PCast.
On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. Twitter's
and then Screenplay Podcast on TikTok.
That's right.
If you want to watch this video, we're on YouTube as well. Screenplay Podcast. Search by channel. You'll see our faces.
And that's how you can follow us together, but individually you can follow me. I'm at Jesse Sarwitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Alec Combs on both Twitter and Instagram, as well as on YouTube. Check out my videos.
I'm at Jake Rubin 69 on Twitter, at Jake Rubin 27 on Instagram.
That's a wrap on this. We'll see you next time. Until then,
it'll be Jake Weeb.
Until then, have fun. Listen to old episodes. Again, tell your friends about us because we want to reach more people.
Yes, we do.
Because this is a lot of fun.
It is fun.
All right. We'll catch you next time.
Light speed!
Bye.